earlier you had asked me about where we're going to put a greenhouse. And I started talking about how great that house was for a greenhouse, and the yard is so sunny, and doubting, you know, selling it and things like that. But we never got back to where we're going to put the greenhouse or a sunroom or whatever we're going to do, because this avocado tree extravaganza.
Yeah. Well, I think not even just because of the avocado tree thing. I mean, do you really want something big that you can grow a bunch of trees in? I just thought it'd be nice to have like a small to medium sized greenhouse somewhere.
Yeah.
You could do all kinds of stuff in it.
Yeah, I do like the idea of putting it mostly below ground. I think that's a cool idea. One of the interesting things it said in that article was about how it saves space on the surface, which it really doesn't, because you can't do anything on the surface. You have the roof sticking out of the ground, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's really energy efficient, and especially for a climate like this. I think that makes sense. I mean, we could do something small like that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I wonder.
Would that make sense? Earth
when the ground freezes, is that...
Well, it doesn't freeze below 3 feet, I believe it is.
But it's still pretty 36 dang
inches
cold.
A meter. Huh?
It's still pretty dang cold, though, right?
It's between 50 and 55.
Oh, really?
It never gets below that or above that.
Really?
Yeah. That's why there's geothermal heat units. People do geothermal.
But, I mean, there's like a line where it goes from freezing to jumping up to 50 degrees.
Yeah.
It's not apparently. Just a gradual. It seems like it'd be kind of gradual.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's... Yeah, I guess maybe it's not like... Oh, yeah. 32 to 55 or whatever. So what's interesting right now is, so like when I went up to the house today, it was, you know, 50, between 59 and 61 in different areas of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And in the basement, 63. It was warmer in the basement. It's retaining a lot of heat down there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
And even throughout the day, the basement stayed, like, when I went and checked it later, still 63 down there, and the rest of the house is colder, even colder.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I think that's a good way to...
If you're wanting to do a greenhouse underground, I guess that kind of rules out the sunroom off the deck.
Well, that's still a good idea, to do the sunroom off the deck. I would love that.
Well, I meant just...
We all would.
I meant off the... I thought we were talking about a greenhouse off of this sunroom down here at some point.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe there'd be two kinds of greenhouses, you know, to experiment.
Now you're the one getting out of hand with all the...
I know, with all the projects with this house. I know. That's what I get most excited about. I think I'm also drawn to, like, me having a space here that I really love, because you talk about a lot of things, like, which I would love... A high-ceilinged kitchen, that would be awesome. Like, tearing out that ceiling in there and lofting that to the roof. But, you know, I don't get as excited about the other spaces as you do. Like, the attic, turning that into, you know, a studio or a, you know, craft area. Or I don't get as excited about that as I do when we talk about a sunroom or a greenhouse. And I think I also kind of just want to have, like, a space here that I really love and you know, feel, and that needs to be my space, but something that I'm more drawn to than the rest of the house, you know, like my either creative or just space that I can.
Well, we could build in that space down there where we talked about a little house. We could build a greenhouse with a small attached, like, kind of cabin or you know what I mean, like it would be kind of like a space that was kind of like a little living space. I mean, someone could stay there, and the greenhouse would be attached to it and make it kind of one big thing. Would that be cool?
You mean they would be able to walk out of that into the greenhouse, and then there'd like, be another entrance outside of that?
What if you had a space like that that was a greenhouse, but that also had some living space that you could
if they had a corridor,
like you have up there, you talk about your house being like your office, but it's also a home.
If there was a corridor Like, if it didn't go straight from, like, the little cabin to the greenhouse, but there was, like, a little, almost like a hallway, but, you know, that was greenhouse as well, that would feel nice. Because I don't want it to feel like it's part of that house only. I also want it to feel like it's part of the people who live here, us. And it's also part of people who visit, you know, so it doesn't seem like when people visit and want to go into the greenhouse, they're entering into that person's space that they're currently staying in. So yeah, I would need some kind of, and it could even be like a little seating area in between, you know, the cabin and the greenhouse, something.
I mean, the best place for the greenhouse would be kind of straight out the back then, wouldn't it, as far as getting sun?
Straight out the back here?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking to you about that today. I don't know if you heard me. I forget where you were or whatever.
Like, even where the legs are now?
Yeah, like, I was talking, and, well, I don't know where you were. But I was saying, hey, you know where would be a really good garden? Right behind the house where all those bushes and stuff are, where it was, like, the garden area with the flowers before, which we could still keep flowers there. That's really good. But that is a great way to just put just an outdoor summer garden, you know? Or a greenhouse, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because of all the sun. Because I don't know the idea about cutting trees down. I know we talked about cutting maybe one tree down, maybe others, but I don't like that idea.
But
like, the world needs more trees.
I know, but what about that one chestnut? How about one?
I don't know. It's beautiful, though. I'm not sure. And I don't really like raking them up, but I still don't want to cut it down, really.
I know, but what? Come on. Just that one. Anyway,
I'm not sure.
So do you ever record stuff where you're just like, yeah, that didn't really seem like a podcast, I'm not really going to post that?
No. Why do you not like that one? Because of what just happened?
No, I'm just wondering. I think we have it like at the time. We're not even like really aware that we're podcasting. We're just kind of like hanging out
talking. That's all it is. I'm usually talking to myself.
Yeah.
You good?
I have no idea what we're talking about, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. It's good when you can just forget, let it go and forget.
Yeah, well, we were talking a lot about greenhouses.
Yeah.
And then we got to the tree.
Well, I still like our sustainable idea. Like, let's put a little sustainable little cabin.
Yeah. But if it's going to have solar, it needs some sunlight. Which is also in favor of cutting down the...
I know. But we could also move it to a different area. You know, like even like around the corner of the house, like kind of like a little L-shaped one on the corner of the house over here, because then that would be east and south.
Oh, you mean put a building over here?
Yeah, like some kind of corner building at the top. I actually thought that would be a good place to sled down. That's the steepest hill we have in the yard.
I don't think you want any more structures there.
Yeah,
I'd put them further back.
Yeah, well, you don't need the solar to be directly on top of the building. You've seen them out in the middle of fields and things. And they connect them and can still enjoy the energy. It doesn't have to be right on the roof of the thing.
But if your cabin was there.
That's beautiful.
Not much of a yard, though.
You know what I mean, though? So that's not doesn't really justify the cutting of the tree.
I know. I'm just talking about how I feel when I try to imagine when I'm back there, like this last weekend, and looking at it from the porch or looking at it from the yard and imagining where the sunlight's falling and... You know, kind of wanting to have some more sunlight in the yard, which also is going to stimulate a lot of other growth, but just of different kinds and in different areas.
Talking about grass here.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of what gardening's about, right? It's like you choose to pull some weeds, you choose to leave others, you know?
Yeah.
This is just like a big version of that.
Oh, it's different, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
We keep each other alive.
I know. But we also can cultivate by, like, pruning and, you know, we do that with all kinds of stuff.
What if you cut it back a little bit without cutting it down? Is that a possibility? Like, cut a branch too?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I was thinking
about
that,
too. I mean, I'll look at it, but I think it'd be really nice. Because it's just, I don't know, it's kind of dark and damp back there. I just want to have a little more, you know. There's still going to be a lot of, there's still a lot of beautiful tree and foliage, tons, you know?
Yeah.
It just, it feels kind of congested there to me right now.
Yeah.
A little overgrown. I mean, if you want some dense foliage, hike back to the river.
I'm good.
Just watch out for the bear.
Yeah. Okay. Sound like our neighbor.
I know. Where is that?
No. That's Seattle. No. Is
no,
it?
I don't think it's Seattle. I don't know what that is.
Vancouver?
No, I really don't know.
It's very gray.
It's got kind of an iconic building, that really tall one, and it's got these weird three peaks to the right. What is that?
Almost looks like a sail.
I was wondering at first if it was like the Sydney Opera House thing, but from the side, but I don't think it is.
Mm.
It doesn't look quite right.
It'd have to show like the thing on the water that everyone knows, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Maybe that was the point. Another iconic thing without having to show that. I don't know. It almost looks like the road goes into the water, though, right? At the end? Except there you can see a building down there.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that white line of lights. Is that the traffic? Like, it's just flying through on the right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What is Chico doing?
It's like the licking his paws or something.
Oh, now he's gonna attack Chica.
They do wrestle around a lot, don't they?
What are you messing with, Chica? Do you have something, or are you just being... Where's the laser?
I put it up, actually, above the fridge. Yeah. It's like way up there. To the left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
Had to hide it from someone today. Or I had to... I didn't hide it, but I had to put it out of someone's reach today.
You're trying to keep legs from messing with it?
Well, he was kind of putting it in Mara's face a little bit. Like, I don't know. I didn't like it. So I was like, hey, you can't have this right now. You can't do that. Chico's getting after it.
I like it when they get him to twirl around.
Mm-hmm. He like ran into the shovel. You okay? Chico's getting after the laser. We just got it 2 days ago, was it? Oh, Chica's coming in on it. Oh, you're holding the feathers this time. Chica's just watching. She's like the wise woman over there. Making it disappear every time.
Chico's head gets it on it. I mean, Chica. Chica's head gets in on it, but she's like, I'm not reaching out for that thing. She's like, I played that game. I played that game many times.
Did she? I don't think we've ever done it with her, though.
No, just the whole toy game.
Yeah.
The never-ending chase this game. She's like, yeah, I'm good.
We used to do that with her one day. Like, what was it? Did it have on the end of it a mouse or whatever?
I don't know. Man, yeah. She would chase that shit like crazy. You remember? You could, like, totally make her, like, really go fast in a circle with that thing. I'm sure we have videos of that. I'm sure we have videos of it.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I'm still recovering from that shit.
He's out like, that was my trauma days.
Look, this guy knows that I have this thing. Tormented. You see him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's waiting. You woke him up. You woke him up out of a deep, dark sleep. Deep, bright sleep. He's a happy sleeper. She's like, get that thing out of my face.
Look at it. Yeah, she is kind of edgy.
She goes all about it. Look. You think Chica will ever tell him? Like, yo, bro. Give it up. Like, Chico doesn't get her energy at all. He don't care. You trying to make him get in her face. You wait for him to pounce on her. You start in trouble.
He's like, he really thinks he's going to catch that thing. He's going to catch that little red light.
He is a very confident little cat, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Now he's looking for it.
Look at him. He just looks like such a tiger, doesn't he?
Now what we need is a little laser and point the laser on the mouse.
Oh, while we're in the kitchen. Yes. Poor little mousey.
Yeah, he's training for mouse hunting.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
We have him on like a 2x daily laser mouse training program.
This is his second day.
He probably wakes up tomorrow and is like, "Oh man, my like shoulders and hips are a little bit sore."
He's like, okay, ready to go again. And he bounces back to it. He's what?
That's right.
He's what, like 5-6 months now?
Is he probably, about six? Probably about six.
About yeah. 6 months now, yeah. 6 months, 6 pounds. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Another arm of the. Another picture of the arm of the Milky Way.
I think that's Oregon.
What's Oregon?
Do you think that's Oregon? Where the photo's taken from?
Oh,
could those be. Trees.
Looks kind of like it, doesn't it?
It's really beautiful. Mm-hmm.
blessed to be just sitting here watching it drip. Isn't that what you said that guy said to you that came out of the subway? Something like that?
Oh yeah, the subway today.
By the bank, right? Yeah. When we were parked.
Wait, what did he say?
You said something about him saying like, isn't it exciting? Like we're blessed, just sitting here watching it drip.
Yeah, he did say something like that. Yeah. And I was like, what are we talking about? I didn't say that to him. No. I just like looked at him like all like, I understood exactly what you meant by that. And yeah, I think I just said, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, you have a blessed day. Mm-hmm. Have a great day. He was really sweet, but yeah. It was interesting because I really don't know what he was talking about. I think he just meant just to be able to sit and relax or something. Because there wasn't anything dripping. It wasn't raining. I don't know what he was talking about.
I thought that was interesting, though, because we either just come from or we were just going to see drippings on the road.
Yeah. We were just about to leave. Well, we just did the tour of the four murals right after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting he said that. Yeah.
Drip.
Drip. But it's funny because I'm listening to your fridge drip right now. Well, soon to be our fridge.
Is it?
Which we're about to replace when I move in. No, that thing, no. There's nothing wrong with that thing, though. It's like...
Yeah, it doesn't really drip. It kind of like gurgles. Right?
Yeah, what is up with that?
I don't know, it doesn't always do it.
It's like brand new, isn't it?
I have no idea. I mean, it seems like it was pretty new. Yeah, it's pretty cute. It's got small little rooms though, doesn't it?
The house?
Which is part of what's cute about it.
I like that. It's like all the energies are compartmentalized, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I like that the house up the hill has, you know, that one big room mm-hmm. with the kitchen, living room, dining room kind of space, even though there's a separate living room, but that's where we spend most of our time. Mm-hmm. I like that that's a big open space. And I also just really appreciate how this has all the separate spaces.
Yeah.
Like, they're very... separate. You cannot just like hang out in the kitchen. I mean, you can sit on a stool in there, but you're not hanging out in there really. I mean, you could stand in there. I just mean like you're not like,
yeah,
you're not eating. Really,
I
in there
you could, I wish you could hang out a bit more comfortably in there. Like, I like that about Leland.
Yeah,
that you could have that. I had a stool kind of at each end, and sometimes people would hang out and they just like sit in a stool while I'm cooking.
Yeah, I like that. You know? Yeah. There is that stool in there, but it's not that comfortable.
Yeah. Do we have room for that? I mean, maybe.
Well, one of this yellow stool that's in there was the one that you had in there.
Yeah.
It's the same exact stool.
Yeah.
But could that really fit in there comfortably? Why don't we put it where the other stool is and just see?
Well, yeah, but there's stuff around it on the floor. I don't think people would sit in there. That doesn't feel like the right stool or the right area. Maybe we could make it different. Maybe it would feel different if we did.
Yeah, we need to redesign it.
Take that wall out right there. What do you think?
Well, what if the option was, instead of the stove being on that side, we moved everything to the other side and had seating where the stove is, like a seat or two, like a little tiny high table, you know? Chica in the hallway. Chica. You know, something like that. You're talking about making that kitchen bigger? Because that's an option too. Like, you kind of have to walk. I thought about this, walking through the kitchen to get inside the house instead of kind of walking around the kitchen. Actually, I didn't tell you about this. Putting the door either right there to get in or down further and kind of move in everything. Like, basically, we would walk in right there or we'd walk in down there. And then kitchen. Yeah. Yeah, because then you could also...
Well, what if this was what if this was one big living dining area over there, and how would you arrange it? Because I think that could work too.
But then it would be one big space instead of how you have it separate right now. It could be, well, in my place, I drew a line. I did draw a line on the ceiling with the paint to separate the kitchen from the dining area.
No, I know. I just feel like it might feel like there was more, create that ability to hang out with the kitchen instead of being able to, instead of trying to fit a stool in that kitchen. What if you just open it up to where, if you're sitting there in that stool, you can kind of be hanging with somebody that's cooking, for example.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm not taking that whole wall out right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did talk about that before.
Mm-hmm.
I think we would have to draw it up so I can understand it more. Because I think that actually might be the best option. But what would the cupboards and the fridge area look like? And
yeah.
You know? What do you think?
That's why I'd like to... Sometimes I like to sit in this chair over here. It's the end of the kitchen.
Yeah. It's here.
And then you can imagine what stuff looks like. You can see. Can you see it from over there too?
I can see a little bit of the kitchen. I mean, if that wall, I can see all of that wall from the brown on the right to the corner. I can see all of that.
Yeah. Can you see the fridge?
If I go like this, I can see part of the fridge.
Yeah.
You can move this couch over a little bit.
I mean, if that wall wasn't there, then you'd probably put that fridge against the wall somewhere. I don't know, yeah. There's a lot of options of where you would put stuff. Maybe the fridge would be better. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it could be a cool idea to have these combined, these rooms.
Yeah.
And pull them together with kind of like the open ceiling at each end, but maybe not in the middle. Like in the middle, but actually taking the ceiling out in the middle and exposing
making this... a glass window up there.
You're always talking about a glass window up there.
The rectangle glass window.
That's so funny.
It would look really cool though. Because you'd let light through, but you'd still have, like, the separation.
Where are you talking about?
Above, right there.
Oh, like in this between wall.
The, yeah, right here. Where the support wall is, you'd put a glass window up there.
That's interesting. Like, instead of having a wall there, just having a window at the top, kind of, that was just at the top to kind of create some separation, but be able to see through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm imagining in the kitchen. So, because I feel like this is easy to achieve without being too, having to actually do too much construction.
Yeah.
And that's the part that is taking the ceiling joists out in this room to where you actually are seeing, or not all of this room, but like, about half of it maybe, or maybe it's more than half of it. So that upstairs you retain the floor that's in the middle, but all the part that's out of the edge where the triangle comes down, like where you're sitting under there scooping stuff now, that you remove all the ceiling joists and you've just got a tall ceiling that's just gonna have wood above from the top and lighting.
Uh-huh.
And you have that down there also. And then between the two, you have the wooden ceiling joists exposed and all cleaned up and lights up in that. And that's kind of above the... I think that would look cool.
I think I'm following what you're saying. But we'd have to kind of go up into the attic and, you know, kind of go back and forth and could try to explain that to me a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we were up there, it'd be easy to explain.
Yeah.
You just go up the stairs and you turn this way facing into the house and saying, you know, okay, in this middle part of the floor is staying. Where it gets back into the triangle back there, we're going to knock the ceiling out and cut the joists out, and there's going to be nice wood up on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you see up into it, and you have lights up there, you know, lights coming down from up there.
Yeah.
So it just means that the ceiling would get really tall. I guess probably about, maybe about here or something. Like this part of the ceiling would go really tall over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the part from here, and then it would also go tall in the far part of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And in between, you would see, you take these ceilings
like a balcony kind of area?
And you have the wood beams going across with the wood on top of it making the floor. You have some lights coming through that stuff. It could be cool. And
yeah.
It's like that doesn't require, you're not having to build anything else. You're just taking stuff out.
Yeah. Just insulating.
I'm not sure what you would do about insulating. You'd insulate up above.
Yeah.
But you couldn't insulate in the floor. If we're going to take the ceiling out, then that area that's this deep had insulation before is now just going to be open.
Yeah, right. But then you'd still want to insulate the attic, like roof?
Yeah,
like
insulate the attic.
The other roof, yeah. Yeah, that's something we still have to do after this roof situation gets fixed.
Yeah. I don't know. They're fun ideas to think about. And they're far enough away that it doesn't bother me to... I don't know. It's fun to think on all kinds of ideas.
Yeah. But also to just sit still and enjoy it the way it is.
Yeah. And enjoy messing with it. Just kind of playing with it. You know,
because
it takes us a little while, right? I mean, we have some pushes, and we get progress on the attic and progress on the outbuilding taken down, and we're close to
doing something,
rocking some of that out.
Yeah, we're close to doing something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something exciting. I feel that. That's where we're headed.